Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Amazon Smile. Help increase donations to the National Federation of the Blind by signing up on smile.amazon.com and identifying the National Federation of the Blind as the charity you would like to receive the donation. We will receive 5% of every purchase made at smile.amazon.com. More information can be found at https://about/ref=sign_aas_redirect?re=UTF8&QID=1449486#ref=spkl_3_0_22 For an Amazon customer to identify a charity, go to smile.amazon.com, type in National Federation of the Blind, Inc., find your charity's name in the list and click Select button. The National Federation of the Blind, Inc. is the first charity listed when searching using this name. If you search using National Federation of the Blind, we are the fourth charity in the list, since many of the state affiliates have registered and are in the list under National Federation of the Blind. In order for us to get a percentage, you need to be logged into and shop at smile.amazon.com. If you shop at amazon.com instead of smile.amazon.com, no donation is made. Products, reviews, and prices are the same between amazon.com and smile.amazon.com for those products sold through both sites. Sometimes smile.amazon.com will not have a product that can be found on amazon.com. At-large chapter gives another reason to be thankful. What's cooking in Oregon? Well, Thanksgiving dinner for an individual who may not have had anything to cook. However, the National Federation of the Blind of Oregon at-large chapter is not only thankful this year, but giving as well. They sponsored a family by providing $100 toward their Thanksgiving dinner. The individual we helped is blind and currently unemployed. She lives with her daughter and two granddaughters. She was a former vendor in the Business Enterprise Program and moved to Tennessee to care for her father. After his passing, she moved back to Oregon, only to find out her husband was ill. She cared for him for 2 years before his passing. She then decided to take some college courses to brush up on her skills. She said, "I could never stop thinking about the Business Enterprise Program and how happy it made me." She loves cooking, being creative, and customer service. She trained for the last 9 months to get her license renewed in the Oregon BEP and is now awaiting an opening. NFBO at-large chapter members are thankful that their fundraisers were successful this year and allowed them to sponsor a family for Thanksgiving. They plan on sponsoring a family next year for Thanksgiving and Christmas. 'Tis the season to give back, after all. New functions in the KNFB Reader. The KNFB Reader app for the Android platform is now available. In addition, both versions, Android and iOS, are now integrated with the popular file storage, sharing, and collaboration platform, Dropbox. When users scan a document with the KNFB Reader, it can be instantly saved in a Dropbox folder tied to the user's account. Users can even retrieve documents from Dropbox after they are deleted from their smartphone or other device. For more information, go to www.knfbreader.com. Chapter expands membership and gets creative in its assignments. The week after hosting the NFB Indiana State Convention in South Bend, the NFB Michiana chapter added 7 new official members, expanding our membership role from 8 to 15. We also added 2 new members to the board, and instead of making these at-large positions, we are grooming these 2 new ladies to play specific roles on our board that previously were not defined. The other 3 board positions remain in the hands of those who held them prior to November 2015, but all positions will be up for election this coming August. The NFB Michiana Board consists of President Matthew Yeter, Vice President and Acting Treasurer Kane Brolin, Secretary Jeanette Schoen, Marketing Coordinator in Training, New Board Member Edie Leemrice, Digital Information Outreach Coordinator in Training, New Board Member Daphne Tinder O'Brien. Elected. At the 2015 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania, the following officers and board members were elected: President James Antonacci, First Vice President Lynn Heitz, Second Vice President Connie Schwartzfeld, Secretary Harriet Goh, Treasurer Antoinette Whaley, and Board Members Emily Angelsick, Lillian Asodolina, and Denise Brown. Pen Pal Wanted. Kathy Alverson would like Braille or cassette pen pals. Her interests include TV, bowling, swimming, going for walks, and meeting new people. You may write to her at 545 Public Avenue, Apartment 425, Beloit, Wisconsin, 53511. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. 2015 Advent Booklet now available. Message of Hope is a Unity outreach program. Funded solely by donations, Message of Hope shares the assurance of God's love and grace by providing free spiritual materials to those in need. Unity extends support to individuals in various care settings and to those experiencing hardship. Message of Hope also serves persons with blindness or visual impairments, offering free spiritual resources in Braille, on CD, in digital format, and an online Braille library. The 2015 Unity Advent Booklet is now available online. Visit http://www.unity.org/braille to download your copy. Computers for the Blind. Computers for the Blind, CFTB, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization located in Richardson, Texas. We receive donations of no longer needed computers from businesses and individuals. Our volunteers wipe the hard drives clean, refurbish the computers, and install the assistive technology that makes them accessible to persons who are blind or have low vision. We ship these computers throughout the United States to persons who cannot afford a new computer and the expensive assistive technology. Depending on donations, we ship Pentium 4 or dual-core 2 GHz computers. The minimum configuration that is shipped is 2 GB of RAM, 160 GB hard drive, sound card, speakers, broadband network card, keyboard and mouse. For those with low vision, 17 to 21 inch LCD monitor. For people who are blind, 15 to 23 inch LCD monitor. Software: NVDA screen reader, www.nvda-project.org. JAWS for Windows demo version screen reader. Licensed version of Magic Without Speech screen magnification. http://www.freedomscientific.com. Talking Typing Teacher Demo Version, Marvelsoft. Windows 7 Professional Operating System, Microsoft Security Essentials, Internet Explorer, Windows Live Mail 2012. Just Write Checks, http://www.apipos.com/jwcdown.htm. Firefox, http://www.mozilla.org/en-us/firefox/new. Chrome Internet Browser, http://www.google.com/intl/en/chrome/browser. OpenOffice Spreadsheet and PowerPoint. 388 Electronic Books, http://www.gutenberg.org. JART Word Processor. Various help files, PC setup instructions, tutorials, and FAQ articles. Consumer fees. Desktop computer with monitor $110. Laptop computer $160. Optional add-ons available through the manufacturer. Magic with Speech, Magic Keyboard, 2 software upgrades, $199, Freedom Scientific. JAWS Screen Reader, $716, Freedom Scientific. Talking Typing Teacher for Windows, TTT, $50, Marvelsoft. Descriptive movies are available on loan in VHS and DVD formats for a $25 lifetime membership. Titles can be found at https://www.computersfortheblind.net/movie-list.html. To order a computer or movie, contact us by phone at 214-340-6328, by email at info@computersfortheblind.net, or visit our website at www.computersfortheblind.net. Prescription labeling expanded. Script Talk audible prescription labels are now available nationwide at all local Rite Aid and Walmart pharmacies, as well as at several national mail order pharmacies. Rite Aid and certain mail order pharmacies also offer large print and Braille prescription labels. Be aware that you may have to educate your local Rite Aid or Walmart pharmacist that their employer is actually offering accessible prescription labels. These companies are very large, and it can take time for local pharmacists to become aware of new company initiatives. If you are a Walmart customer and your local pharmacist is not yet familiar with the availability of accessible prescription labels, just tell the pharmacist to search for ScriptTalk on the wire. The pharmacist will know to search Walmart's internal communication system to find instructions on how to get ScriptTalk implemented locally. If you are a Rite Aid customer and your local pharmacist is not yet familiar with accessible labels, ask the pharmacist to call their corporate support number for more information, or you can also call Envision America for assistance at 800-890-1180. Accessible prescription labels are also available through mail order from the following national mail order pharmacies: CVS.com Home Delivery Supplies Audible Prescription Labels, CVS Caremark PBM Mail Order Supplies Audible Large Print and Braille Prescription Labels, Humana Mail Order Supplies Audible and Braille Prescription Labels, Rite Aid Mail Order Supplies Audible Large Print and Braille Prescription Labels, United Healthcare Optum Rx Mail Order Supplies Audible Prescription Labels, Walmart Mail Order Supplies Audible Prescription Labels. Camp Siloam 2016. The Gospel Association for the Blind is pleased to announce our 14th Bible Camping Session. Camp will take place from Saturday, May 21 through Saturday, May 28, 2016, at the Golden Cross Ranch in New Caney, Texas. The morning Bible teacher for the week is Brother Bruce Kuntz. The evening services will be conducted by Brother George Gray, as well as a guest preacher. The theme for the week of camp is For Such a Time as This. Some of the activities planned for the week are a shopping trip, two Christian films to be announced, swimming throughout the week, a special meeting for camp ladies, a trip to a local carnival, horseback riding, and riding the zip line, to name just a few. We also look forward to two talent nights, two hay rides, and a closing campfire. We hope you will come and enjoy the tremendous food, terrific fellowship, and a top-notch, fun-packed week. A $25 deposit is required for all campers. However, if you are a first-time camper, your remaining cost for the week of camp and transportation will be covered by the Gospel Association for the Blind. Send check or money order to the GAB, P.O. Box 1162, Bunnell, Florida 32110. You will then receive a camp application, which you need to complete, as well as a medical form for your doctor. These forms are to be returned to the GAB by Friday, April 8, 2016. For further information, you may call the GAB at 386-586-5885 or email Camp Director George Gray at geogray@sbcglobal.net. We encourage you to visit our website, www.circleministries.com, for photos and more info on past camping sessions, as well as a host of other information on blind programs, etc. We look forward to having you with us for an exciting, fun-packed week of camp. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.